This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to clubs in Miami, clear the roads. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity on Turkey Day. That's right. I'm here to make you happy. I'm here to help you swallow. Yes, there you go. I've been waiting for you. That's right. Well, if you're a vegan, as I learned some people are earlier, I don't know how you're a vegan on Thanksgiving. You know, you've got to have some real serious self-discipline. You smell that turkey come out, if it's done right with all the basting and the stuff. Well, I guess you could eat the stuff, unless you're, what is it? I guess there's a vegetarian and a vegan won't touch anything that touches meat or made with meat or what have you. Because I'm going to say, you know, stuffing's always delicious. But you can have everything else. You know, you can have the vegetables and everything else around it. I've had, I think one year I had Thanksgiving at a vegan's house. I think it was like 100 years ago. And it was a vegetarian lasagna. Now think about something. A real vegan doesn't even eat dairy. So it was, I don't even know how they did it. I don't remember. It was that far. All I remember is leaving the house and going to get dinner. That's what I remember. Thank God for McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? And so, anyway, happy Thanksgiving Day to you guys. And actually, I don't, you know, it's not just Thanksgiving Day, right? How about just happy Thanksgiving? Give some thought today to all the blessings that you have, all the wonderful things that you have, and the wonderful people in your life. You know, ignore the bad people in your life. It is a day you can take a break. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't kill you to take a break. So let's give some kudos and a hand clap and a happy, happy to those stores that are closed on Thanksgiving. As I was saying earlier, Thanksgiving is a day for us to connect, to reconnect with family and friends. But mostly with family. I'm sorry if you're a friend and you don't like I think this way, but there's a lot of family members you ignore all year long. It's because you can't stand them in most cases, or they live far away. It is the one year to pull it together. It's the one year everybody can come together. And I realize there's other times, but it just seems like Thanksgiving is that time. That you can come together and reconnect, which is what you should do. So I want to give kudos to those stores that have decided not to play into, I got to get money on Thanksgiving Day and allow families to hang out. Because remember, this isn't just you going to shop. These are employees that are somewhat intimidated into working these days. Well, you're on the schedule, you got to work. I mean, I tell you, I would have quit my job. If I was younger, because, you know, that house was full. There were always, and these weren't friends mostly. These were mostly almost all family. We'd have 30 people in that house. And it was the one day I looked forward, because unlike Christmas, where you really truly have a lot of people that, you know, they split it up every year. They go to one family or they go to the other. A lot of times, in my family anyway, everybody came to my aunt's house. So, this year we've seen more and more and more and more and more retailers hang the clothes sign on Thanksgiving Day because of all the pressure over the years. Why open up that store for a couple hundred, or a couple thousand, you know, a lot of those stores are pretty big. When they open up one day or a half a day, it doesn't work out well for them. Now, let's see. I want to read the whole thing to you, but some of these stores have announced, so far, 45 stores have announced that they will not be open on Thanksgiving. I know some of you are like a weird and shy about this kind of stuff, and I'll post this up on the website later on. But don't do that. Thank them. Go out of your way to thank them. Thank a manager for being closed. Hey, thank you for being closed yesterday, dude, because I'm able to enjoy. I was able to enjoy my family. Thank you so much. All right? And then today, instead of you Facebook warriors, instead of complaining about somebody on Facebook, how about you do this? How about you thank the people that made your Thanksgiving available to you? There's a hard one for you, right? So some of the stores, let me see, some of the biggies. And I know these are stores from all across the country, so I don't really know. Barnes & Noble, Bed Bath & Beyond, BJ's Wholesale Club, Burlington's, I don't know, oh, Costco. Yeah, that's good. Dillard's, the GameStop, Guitar Centers, Hobby Lobby, God bless those guys. Home Depot, God bless those guys. IKEA. And they don't even celebrate Thanksgiving where they're from. Lowe's. Joann's Fabrics. Mall of America. There are some stores in there that will stay open. Marshall's. Office Max. Office Depot. Nordstrom's. Nordstrom's Rack. Petco. Well, even pets have to stay home. These are just some of them. I'm not reading them all to you, obviously. TJ Maxx. Tractor Supply? Well, I guess if you're on a farm. Yeah, I can see that. Sam's Club, Staples, Pier 1 Imports. You know, these guys have got to figure out, and I'm not saying you bend over backwards for your employees. You do what you can to make them happy. You have happy employees, they work harder. Right? You have happy employees. If employees are happy and they're making the money they need to make and you know, they could be home with their family. And, you know, we used to have, my wife and I owned a computer company. I think I told you the story once or twice before. And I grew up in the computer world. I grew up in the worst part of the computer world. You know, when everybody, technicians were abounding and they would replace you in a heartbeat. And I hated that. I hated that we were treated like fourth-class citizens. And so when I got to become a manager, and then I went on to own my own company, we did everything we could to make sure our guys were home between 5 and 6 o'clock so they could have dinner with their kids, they could have dinner with their families. Because it wasn't all selfless. It wasn't like I went, oh, I love people so much that I want them to be home with their family. No, because I knew that if they were home with their families, if they appreciated their families, if their wives, okay, felt appreciated, and a family life, a strong, good family life, made it better for them at work. Anyway, we'll talk about Thanksgiving when we come back. When we come back, we're going to come back with Dale Bellis. He's the CEO of Liberty HealthShare. And I'm telling you, he cares about his people. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
But everybody knows you can't spend yourself rich any more than you can drink yourself sober.
Happy, happy Turkey Day. Hunger pains will go away. When you hear a pilgrim say it's Happy Turkey Day. Happy, happy Turkey Day. Let's all eat the Indian way. As we're stealing cakes all day on Happy Turkey Day.
We are back. And if you don't know what that is, there's something seriously wrong with you. It is Turkey Day, or as I like to call it, Thanksgiving Day. You know, we got to have some lightheartedness. And for those of you who don't know how radio works, this was pre-recorded just for you today. If you're not with family, maybe you're home alone or what have you, you've turned on the radio, you're having to drive somewhere, and you turn on the radio. Hopefully I can bring a smile to your face, because no politics today. We're not dealing with politics. We're not dealing with any of that stuff. We're just dealing with real life and family and that kind of thing. And I'd like to bring on guests and sponsors, because, you know, our sponsors, they're people too, you know. They have a heart, and they don't all do it just for the almighty dollar. Some of them do it because they really believe in what they're doing. They believe they're helping people. I believe that this company, I believe that this gentleman also believes that. Dale Ellis is with me, and, he's the chairman of Liberty HealthShare, and Dale, I know, has a family. I've spoken to his son, and really just impressed with the company as a whole. And I'll tell you what, guys, if you want to see what's in a man's heart, if you want to see where people, call the company and find out what's going on, because you can tell from their heart where they're at, that they want to help you. They're not just selling a product. They really want to make sure you get what you need. And Dale, thanks for being with me today.
Joe, it's a pleasure.
pleasure. Thank you for the invitation, and really look forward to this conversation. I love it.
Yeah, you know what? People have to understand it. You know, we turkey too, and although I'm of Italian descent, so we have a turkey and a lasagna on the table at the same time. So what's a traditional Thanksgiving for the Bellis family?
Well, thank you for asking. It has always been a tradition from us from the time I was a little guy with my birth family and then married and having children. We always have the tradition of a turkey seated all together around the dinner table and just conversing and relating and supporting and caring for one another. That's really what Thanksgiving means to me particularly, and it's been our tradition from the time I can ever remember with both my parents and then producing that same sort of orientation in my children, and now they're carrying on that tradition. In fact, you mentioned you talked to my son. It is fun to see our kids leave home, you know, get married, have children,
yep,
and carry on those same traditions because it means so much to them as well. So that's just really fun to see.
Well, I think over the years some families have lost the whole tradition of bringing the old timers in and the young kids and getting them all together and talk about family issues. You know, I was just talking to another a fellow earlier today about how Thanksgiving has become an early shopping day. And we're taking away, and I believe that you wouldn't do something like this, but what happens is you got to eat fast so you can get to the store before it opens. Thanksgiving and Christmas Day was always the days that we kind of sat around and got not reacquainted, but reattached. Don't you agree?
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. And also creating a re-energy as a family. And participating in those things that are meaningful and relate to our shared values together. When you chatted with me about joining you in this conversation, the first memory that came to mind is as a young boy sitting around the Thanksgiving table with, you know, a turkey and all of the fixings, but sharing that food with people in need.
Yeah.
Our house was a half a mile from a primary railroad line that ran through northeastern Ohio from way over in PA up to Chicago. I'm a child of the 50s, and I remember guys who were riding the rail line knocking on our back door, asking for food, and my mother being particularly conscious about sharing what we had available with folks in need, and the week leading up to Thanksgiving, the week afterward between Thanksgiving and Christmas, we delivered tons of meals to people who were just passing through. And Joe, I have to tell you, that has stuck with me all the way through my growing years and adult life, and that's one of the values, one of the ethical and spiritual values that motivate me in what we do with Liberty HealthShare. Helping others has been our family tradition.
Well,
and I'm excited to carry on that legacy.
Well, it's funny you went down that road because, you know, as Christians, you know, we're called to love others, we're called to help others, we're called to, you know, feed others that need help. 10 years ago, I cut my first check to help out a senior center. A lot of people there don't have families. You know, they're in their later years of life. And one of the guys said to me, hey, you know, instead of cutting a check, why don't you just come on down and people can see who you are. And I said, no, I don't want the recognition. Just take the check, feed the people. Because, no, I'll tell you what, we won't tell them anything. Just come on down and feed them. So I went, and I got to tell you, I was moved. I'm not a squishy guy. I'm a pretty thick-skinned guy, and I was moved. I saw all those old folks there. Some of them didn't have families. You know, their husbands had just died or their wives had just died. And you see them, and the joy that came to their face, not because they were being waited on, not because somebody was giving them a free meal, but because somebody really cared about what was going on in their lives. And it
changes you. It really does.
Bingo.
Yes.
I can never turn that off. And I go back every year, and, you know, some people say, oh, you just do it for the recognition. Nobody knows who I am. I go in there because I love the look on their faces. I love to see, I'm a school board member, and some of the kids are now, we've got some of the kids now down there serving them on Thanksgiving Day. And it's just a whole different atmosphere. So I get what you're saying, the people at the table, and that's what I, you know, take away from it. So give us, in about a minute, give us what you're thankful for this year. What's going on in your mind?
I am incredibly thankful for really two benefits that I get to live out every day. The relationship with family is absolutely central to all that I do. And I see it as a concentric circle. My relationship with God first, my relationship with my family, and then relationship with others. And if it doesn't flow in those circles outward, it becomes hollow and meaningless.
Yeah.
Because I'm committed to a holistic view of life. And, you know, we're spiritual beings, we're emotional beings, and we're physical beings. And we've got to pay attention to all three facets of our lives, and I'm grateful for that opportunity every day to live those values out with my family, with my relationship with God, my family first, and then with others.
You know, Dale, I always joke with people, and they've gotten to know my heart over the years, and so I always say, look, you better be thankful there's a God, because if I was God, if it was me and I did everything for me, you'd be in a boatload of trouble, okay?
Yeah,
I do it because I know my father's looking at me going, Messina, what did you just do? You know, kind of thing. Anyhow. Hey, Dale, always a pleasure to have you on. I appreciate how down to earth you are, and I mean this, not would say this even if you weren't a sponsor, because I've talked to you now, and I've talked to your son, and I've had to deal with you. You know, you guys are really a blessing to me. You're a blessing. I look at how you run your company, and I think others need to look. We need to look at, forgive me for putting it this way, we need to look at the elders in the family and see how they're conducting their lives, and we need to take from that. We need to glean from that. So keep being a blessing, and I so much appreciate your time with me.
Thank you for that, Joe, and thank you for being an advocate, and we just join in with you.
Yeah, thank you.
To spread the message. Let's just take an opportunity every day to reach out to somebody else.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't hurt people. Matter of fact, it feels really good. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Come on back. I got a lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to The Real Side on this Thanksgiving Day. Don't go anywhere. I'm telling you, we're going to have a lot of fun. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Happy, happy turkey day. Hunger pains will go away. When you hear a pilgrim say it's happy turkey day.
Well, you all know the song now.
Happy turkey day. Let's
if you don't, you have some serious issues, don't you? Okay, next year, I expect that you know this by heart. Because I get such a kick out of that song. Yeah, you too. All right, yeah. Today's your last day, my friend. I'm Joe Mazzini, senior host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, if you really need to shop on Thanksgiving, if it's really one of those days that you really, really, really feel the need to buy, then buy big, okay? Head over to my website, therealside.com. Not only can you watch the show, listen to the show, and that kind of stuff, but head over to the store. We have Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. That's right. That's my new book. It just came out. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. No, it's not in your face. I really just sarcastically bring out all the stupid things that we're doing as a society and as a country, and I think you need to, the first chapter is absolutes, absolutely not. You know what I'm saying? We don't have absolutes in this country anymore. There's no such thing as right, wrong, boy, girl, big, small. The words do not mean, words don't have the same meanings. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to go through the book and you'll see what I mean. Get the book. It's really that simple. Ramblings of a Right-Wing, Bible-Thumping White Guy. Also buttons up there that say it's okay to say Merry Christmas. I'm telling you. That when you wear that button into a store and somebody sees that, they're like, that's cool. Thank you for wearing that. Merry Christmas to you, too. People want to be able to say it, but their bosses are keeping them from saying it. These big stores are keeping it. I know, I just gave the stores kudos. Some of those stores won't allow you to say Merry Christmas unless the customer says it first. You know? So let's talk a little bit about America's first history. Huh? I mean, first history? Yeah. See if you can find that on a stone somewhere. America's first Thanksgiving. A little information. The Pilgrims were separatists. They were Puritan Christians who removed themselves from the religious persecution of the Romanish. Romish episcopacy in England. You try saying that. When the first Holland for 11-12 years, went first to Holland for 11-12 years, 1808 to 1620, and then ventured on a dangerous journey to the New World, landing in Cape Cod, Massachusetts on November 11th, 1620. And they're not quite sure. They give you a little range there. But of the 102 Mayflower passengers who reached Cape Cod, less than half were Pilgrim separatists. During that first winter, 1620-1621, half of the colonists died, especially in January and February. Being the depth of winter and wanting houses and other comforts, being infected with scurvy and other diseases, which is a long voyage, right? And they didn't know. They didn't understand. So a lot of stuff brought on them was out of ignorance. Now, the first Thanksgiving was in the fall of 1621 after harvest, a celebration of praise to God for his provision and bounty.
right? So if you think about this, this all, you know, in coming about, they were thanking God for what they had. They were thanking God for what he had provided them. Unlike Christmas, which is a thanking of God for sending his son, which is a thanking God for sending the ultimate gift to a Christian anyhow. Well, even if you're not a Christian, it's a reality. Now, the tradition of the pilgrims, or the first Thanksgiving, right? A whole bunch of myth. Yeah, we have it today, right? Myth, legend, and all that other stuff. Few people realize that the pilgrims did not celebrate Thanksgiving the next year or really any year thereafter. Right? Though some of the descendants later made a Forefathers Day that usually occurred on December 21st or 22nd. Several presidents, including George Washington, made one-time Thanksgiving holidays in 1827. Miss Sarah Josephine Hale began lobbying several presidents for the instatement of Thanksgiving as a national holiday, but it didn't get anywhere. Abraham Lincoln, with everything going on around him, finally made it a national holiday. You know, I'll post this up later on too. You guys, I don't like the hyped stuff, the hyped history, if you would. I want to know the truth. I really want to know what went down. Now, some of you, when I said that, you cringe because your truth, or what you want to be told is truth, is how we took the land, stole the land, took it away, drove out the Native Americans, and there is some truth to that. But that's not what the focus of the day is. Sorry, my throat's a little raw. Drinking here. No, not vodka. So the Thanksgiving that we supported today, as we celebrate it today, is the fourth Thursday of November. And that was set up by Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1939. And it was approved by Congress in 1941, who changed it from Abraham Lincoln's designation as their last Thursday in November, which occasionally ended up being the fifth Thursday, and too close to Christmas for businesses. But the Pilgrims' first Thanksgiving began at some unknown date between September and November. Most likely in early October, the date of Thanksgiving was probably set by Lincoln to somewhat correlate with the anchoring of the Mayflower at Cape Cod, which occurred on November 21st, 1620. Now, here's a little fun fact. If you're from Cheers, if you're from the Cheers group, you know, remember Cheers on TV? This would be a Cliff Clavin moment for you. Look it up if you don't know what that means. The Pilgrims actually, technically, according to their calendar, landed on November 11th because they used the Julian calendar, which was different. Now, there's only two contemporary accounts of the 1621 Thanksgiving. First is, actually, there's three. There's the one I played for you where we got the audio from the original. There are only two contemporary accounts of 1621 Thanksgiving. First is Edward Winslow's account, which he wrote in a letter dated December 12th, 1621. The letter was published in 1622. Now, I'm going to do the best I can to kind of read this because some of it's in Old English. I'll try to translate it as I go. He said, our harvest proved well. And God be praised, we had a good increase of Indian corn. And our barley, indifferent good, but our peas not worth the gathering. So I guess the peas were blood. For we feared that they were too late sown. They came up very well and blossomed, but the sun parched them in the blossom, our harvest being gotten in. Our governor sent four men on fowling, I think that's hunting, so that we might after a special manner rejoice together after we had gathered the fruit of our labors. Then four in one day killed as much a fowl as with a little help besides, served the company almost a week. So whatever they caught, they were able to eat for a whole week. At which time, amongst other recreants, come on, I'll do the best I can here. We exercised our arms, many of the Indians coming among us, and among the rest, their greatest king, Massasoit, with some 90 men who for 3 days we entertained and feasted, and they went out and killed five deer, which they brought to the plantation and bestowed on our governor and upon the captain and others. So apparently the Native Indians and the pilgrims got along just fine at this point. enough to sit down and eat together. And then, and although it be not always so plentiful as it was this time with us, yet by the goodness of God, we are so far from want and often wish you partakers of our plenty. The second description was written about 20 years after the fact by William Bradford in his History of Plymouth Plantation. Bradford's history was rediscovered in 1854 after having been taken by British looters during the Revolutionary War. It discovered prompted a greater American interest in the history of the Pilgrims. It also is the account that Thanksgiving turkey tradition is founded in. Goes on to say that they began now to gather in small harvests that they had and to fit up their houses and dwellings against winter, being all well recovered in health and strength, and had all things good and plenty, for some were thus employed in the affairs abroad, others were exercising in fishing about the Cape and Basin and other fishermen, big fishing area, right? Of which they took good store, of which they stored up well, of which every family had their portion. All the summer there was no want. And now began to come into store of fowl as winter approached, of which the place did abound when they came first. And besides waterfowl, there was a great store of wild turkeys, of which they took many, besides venison, and so on. Besides that, they had about a peck of a meal a week per person by now, since harvest Indian corn to the proportion, which made afterward right so largely of their plenty here to their friends in England, which were not true reports. I'm going to go for a break. But I got to tell you something. This was, if you go ahead and look at what was taking place with the Pilgrims, with others, man, they had a lot to be thankful for, don't you think? Even with everything that went down, they had a lot to be thankful for. I'm Joe with Senior Health. We'll be back in a minute.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Oh, let me tell you something. I am so sick of Washington and all its works and all them politicians down there and them congressmen and the congressmen. Boy, I'll bet you won't find none of them congressmen signing down their electric blankets tonight. Because if they did, their secretaries would get up and go home.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that again. We're done with that. Hey, listen, we're up on our last segment for Turkey Day. Hopefully you're not sitting there in a turkey coma, okay, because I know that's no good either. And we make tomorrow pretty tough, too. But I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I mean that sincerely. I really do enjoy the time that we spend together and the emails that you send. Yes. No, you're done for today, my friend. That's right. I am Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side, and always a pleasure. Look, I've been plugging this every hour. I'm sorry. Get over it. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping Wanker. That's right. It's my new movie. That's my new book that's out. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And look, it's one of the ways, you know, I need a couple of new shirts. This will help me buy a few new shirts. So if you head over to the website, Ramblings of a, it's also available on Amazon Bookstore and a few other places. Rambling of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Head up to my website, therealside.com, click on the store, and you'll find the books and a button in there, too, that says, it is okay to say Merry Christmas. All right? Because it is. It's okay to say Merry Christmas. And I get mad at people that they're worried about offending somebody. You're offending me when you don't say Merry Christmas, okay? You're so worried about offending the one percenter. The 2%, the 3%ers, that you're willing to offend. Why? Because, you know, I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm just going to snarl and say, yeah, yeah, okay, whatever, happy holidays. I don't. I don't ever say happy holidays to anybody. It's always Merry Christmas. And I told you earlier I was going to tell you something that I do that you may not find funny, but I think it's hilarious.
right? If I get Christmas cards, now you guys know I'm a Christian. No, if you don't know, you're not paying attention. If I get Christmas cards that say Happy Holidays on them, I throw them away. I open it first to make sure there's no money in there. But other than that, I throw them away. Because it's not a happy holiday for me. It's Merry Christmas. It's not a season greetings. It's not a food. That's what I envision in my head when somebody says season's greetings. It's a food, right? So anyhow, you can take it personal. You don't have to take it personal. I don't really care. So again, if you're one of those people over the years that have sent me Christmas cards, just know, get me a special one. If you want to send me one, get me a special one. Because there's no way on a sweet God's earth that I'm going to hang up a Happy Holidays card. Because, for me, it ain't a happy holiday. It ain't a holiday. It ain't just one of those regular holidays that you talk about. So anyway, again, I told you I'd share a little bit with you if you even care. You know, you heard about Dale Bellis's, what his family does. And my family's a little different now because, you know, we're all scattered abroad. Or I shouldn't say that, all over the place. You have, the cousins, the people that I grew up with, we all grew up in a real, you know, an area of Boston. Who's it, the Wahlburgers? Not everybody's the Wahlburgers. See, we grew up in Dorchester, too, and some of those guys are my age. So I probably knew them and didn't know them, if you know what I mean. They might have been in one of those pickup basketball games or street football. And listen, we were real men. Okay? We actually played football, tackle football, in the streets, on the tar, in the summertime. Which is probably why we didn't bleed a lot, because the tar was so hot that when you skinned yourself, it immediately got seared closed from the heat. You know what I'm saying? But anyhow, you know, we grew up in those areas. So my cousins, and there was a lot of us, I don't know, probably 10 of us total, whatever. We've got cousins. I've got a cousin who's closer to the Mall of America. I've got cousins in Alaska, still in Boston, all over the place. And it is, you know, again, when it comes to the holidays, you think back and you remember, you know, the times you spent with family. I hope you do, no matter. And for those of you that hang on to the nasty part of a holiday, I feel sorry for you. Because if that's your memory of your holidays, of your time with your family, it's just all nasty. Even though, look, we all had them. We all had negative times. I suppose, you know, I could dredge up the times I was fighting with my cousins. I thought they were total armpits. You know, my male and female cousins got mad at them for some of the things they did to my grandmother, our grandmother, whatever. But it's a whole different, you know, when you start looking back and you're thinking about the food and the time together and the book is dedicated to my Uncle Bill. You know, you're talking about a guy that had very strong opinions but loved everyone, would do anything for any member of the family. I mean, the man was my example. You know, we've had family, non-immediate family that needed help, a place to stay or whatever, and we'll go through all the details. And it was his example that I recall going all the way back then and saying, hey, you know what? When a family member needed help, Uncle Bill was there. Uncle Bill was feeding four kids, Uncle Bill and my aunt, but Uncle Bill was feeding four kids. Uncle Bill was helping out with other family members and never complained about it. But I'll tell you what, you sitting at that table and you have a thought process that was contrary to his, he had no problem telling you how stupid it was. So how do you do that? I mean, some of you would just walk away and go, well, he doesn't respect my thoughts. I mean, he might be allowing you to stay at his house, live at his house, eat his food, and you would be teed off at him for one thing, and that's that he doesn't agree with your thoughts. Get over yourself. So anyhow, and that's why I say go get the book. You're going to learn a lot about me if you care. You're going to learn a lot about, you know, some of this PC stuff that has gone awry over the last eight years. And I'm believing and hoping. Now, Trump may send the pendulum totally to the other side. And just almost, almost to a degree, because of our laws, he won't be able to pull it off, but almost to a degree be somewhat dictatorial. I love the fact that he brought some of the leading journalists, if you would, news people in, read them the Riot Act, and said, if you want openness, if you want, then you report fairly. See, not everything he does is bad and wrong. That's the part that bothers me. That's all you read about, though. Everything is a negative. There's no comparison to Obama, because I get a kick out of the fact that they're all over him. Within a week, he has to get his cabinet picked, and it took Obama 5 weeks, which is not unnatural. It's not wrong. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's not abnormal. Let the guy set things up. You told us to give him a chance. Give Obama a chance. Give him a chance. Anyway, back to my... So, again, to say, now, my aunt and my mother had a lot of Jewish friends. My aunt and my mother were in the cosmetology? In those days, they just said you were a hairdresser. So they were hairdressers. They were, my aunt did nails for a living way back when it wasn't the in thing to be able to do. My mother did hair. Matter of fact, a lot of the family was into that kind of stuff. She had a very large Jewish clientele. So I got to, I'm blessed to say that I got to know the Jewish community very well. I went to a Jewish boys camp in the summertime. And as they joked, the little dirty secret was that I was the only little Catholic boy in the Jewish boys camp. But it was never look at the Catholic boy. You know what I'm saying? It was always, because I was from the inner city. I was from the north end of Boston. These kids were not. So I learned a lot going there. I learned a lot about their culture. I learned a lot about their religion. And nothing that I read, I learned it because I saw it. I was in it. I participated in it. And I consider that a blessing. So on the holidays, some of their Jewish friends would come over because they didn't celebrate Christmas. There was no Christmas tree up. You know, in those days, people were very specific about the religions that they followed. Now we're kind of a big hodgepodge, melting, whatever. And they would partake and participate in the food and everything else. And they would bring some of the food, some of their traditional food over. So I learned a lot as a kid. Maybe that's why I appreciate it today. But it's a day of Thanksgiving, right? And my heritage was Italian. So we had the cold cuts. We had the big salads. We had different kinds of lasagna, different kinds of manicotti. We had different kinds of desserts. There were no Irish desserts at the table. There was no Lithuanian desserts. We were of Italian descent, so that's what we got to see. That's what we appreciated. And in the tradition, or the American tradition, at the time, yeah, we had a small turkey. I would say relatively small. And we had mashed potatoes, because there isn't a kid alive on the planet that really doesn't like mashed potatoes. And we did have the kids' table. You know how that goes. So it was a celebration. We watched football. It was a day to talk and watch TV and watch movies. I'm not so sure back then there were football games on Thanksgiving Day. I might be wrong, because I'm not a big sports freak. But the one thing I took away from the day, my friend, at 50-some-odd years old, family first. It should always be family. Even for the nut jobs, it's family first. You know, they're very important. They're the thing you'll have in your life, in your head, and around you all your life. And they're the things you're going to remember the most. You know, your friends will come and go. You may have 40 friends you've had for 40 years, but your friends, for the most part, come and go. Your family, your heritage is with you forever. Hey, I'm Joe Messina. Hope you're having a great turkey day. Don't eat too much. Eat the rest of it tomorrow, because you know what? It doesn't really taste good a week later. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.